Ali Horgan, you must be delighted. 3 points and you're off the bottom.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where you are, Chris, at this stage. It matters where you are, you know, come the end of October, to put it that way to you. But yeah, we ran our luck a little bit. The young war boy had a great chance, free kick that we dealt with in the first couple of minutes. First goal is vital, and thankfully we got it and we had something to hang on to. And while it wasn't a great game, we played in a lot of better games of football and got nothing out of it. So we gladly take, if you like, a poor game, getting 3 points out of it. They don't happen too often for us, you know.
Well, after five straight defeats, this is a big lift.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, you know, we might have been a little bit unfortunate in one or two of those games. Some of them are out the window. But look, tonight, you know, we worked quite well. We ran our luck a little bit. You know, they had a couple pulled, you know, by the near posts in both halves, in both goals. And, you know, as I said, Sam Ward's free kick that Mark Anthony McGinley saved after a couple of minutes. It's a completely different game that you can see it first. And unfortunately, in those five games that you talked about, we can see it first.
Controversy in the first half, Rafael Cretaro, a long-range effort. What was your thinking about it?
I felt it was over the line, to be fair to McGinty. He got back, but the way he pushed it out looked a little bit guilty. But to be fair to the linesman, at the time the fourth official indicated that it definitely was another line. We could see the linesman on his backside. That's no fault of his, you know, he raced up the line. But to be fair to the linesman, he admitted at the end of the game that he just didn't see it. And I give him credit for that. You know, rather than saying it definitely wasn't over the line. We looked at it at half time, albeit on amateur video, and it looked well over the line. But thankfully, it didn't cost us.
Second half, Sligo had a good spell in the third quarter. But, I mean, the second goal pretty much sealed it.
Yeah, like as I said, you know, they had most of the possession. We were struggling to deal with, you know, the overload in the middle of the pitch. But once you're 1-0 up, you have good fight and energy. It's when you go 1-0 down to try and get that same fight and energy we have found difficult. But thankfully, that didn't happen tonight.
Once again, 3 games in 8 days and 2 tough ones to come.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all tough. You know, tell me what's an easy game. I mean, we're probably the easy game to most people, but I'll put it that way to you. Look, we'll move on from tonight. We don't, you know, dwell too long in defeats. And we certainly won't be dwelling too long in a 1-6, as you call it, you know.
And finally, any injury concerns?
We've a number of lads there that are struggling more and more out of, you know, wear and tear more than anything. Obviously, Rath has played, you know, 80, 78 minutes out there, and at his age, he's going to struggle. And you know, Monday might be too soon for him. But we've a few lads to come back, and hopefully they'll be able to maybe take it into Monday's game. Like, we had a great game at Cork here the last time. It was probably the best game of the season. But we came out the wrong side of that. We'd much prefer to have a poor game like tonight and get something from it, Chris.
And just a word on Rafael Cretaro. Set up the second goal, a former Sligo player. I mean, he was buzzing out there.
Yeah, he always is. And, you know, he's. I think what you see in the pitch is only about a quarter of what he offers. He's a proper man, in particular off the pitch. You see what he does on the pitch, and we're delighted to have him. You know, and for whatever length of time that may be.